So I have to do this thing. This is when you make an aimed life. Aimless life is you just live without having this in mind. A person who is aimed, has got an aim, whatever he does in life is rotates around that particular aim. The living, all the life is rotates around that. If I want to become awakened, whatever I do is rotating around that. What does that mean? That means, okay, when we talk about Asrar al-Salat and we see one of the things about reaching to somewhere is sukut and silence, then I decide not to talk excessively. So if I just keep talking just because we have a gathering and we want to have enjoy our company, we cannot just keep sit, do nothing and say nothing, then that's aimless. Of course, when we get together, that's my point is not to get together. My point is when we get together, number one, it should be for a limited time and planned. Not we start at 6 and finish at 1 a.m. So, I mean, what people have to say to each other for such a long time? What really people, I have noticed people, including myself, we create talk so that we are not silent. Of course, you cannot have guests at home and just sit and look at each other. So we have to talk and we have to do something. So that's how happens. What happens? We have to limit the time of socializing. Okay, I invite you for dinner to my house. Like, I enjoyed the one that we had in Dr. Muhammad's house. I really enjoyed it. It was quite limited in a way that it was not very long. We ate. Then he had organized some sort of learning game or whatever. So it amused young and children and older ones. We learned something, we all learned something. And then everyone went home. So that's one of an example of, you were there, Arafah? I don't remember. You were there. Yeah. So that was an example. So you have to have a limited time. You have to have a planned socialization. Socializing, that means, yes, tonight when I'm having this, I have at least 1 hour I allocate to talk, some discussion, some debate. So, and then some talking of other things. Yes, I'm not saying we should, if someone is buying a house, yes, he needs to talk about it and to get consultation. Do not take me wrong. I'm saying everything must be in its proper place. It must be planned. We should not take things haphazardly to go with the wave. Whatever happens, I'm sitting at home, somebody rings me, say, I want to come to your home today. And let's have a talk and have a coffee. Say, yes, please, come on. And then I have planned to sit and do my studies. And then I see 3 hours gone. And we had 3 coffees. And excuse my language, then I have to have 5 times to go to the toilet. And then rest of it, what it comes with it. And having wasted 3-4 hours of my time. So this is called an aimless life. Aimed life is when we know what we are doing and what we want to do. So that's one of what I was talking. What are those things that in Quran says, Am ala qulubun akhfaluha, or you have sealed your heart. What makes seal of the heart is these things: ignorance, aimless life, just living with the imaginations and dreams. This is one of the things a lot of people do. We live with our imagination. I close my eyes and think, oh, what? For an hour, I don't come out of the bed, even though I'm not asleep. And I think about how good it would have been if I was not playing soccer and I made this goal and I shoot like that, you know? No, for everyone it's different. I'm just giving an example of my own one when I was younger at your age. I used to close my eyes and I was a champion in the soccer field. And I was shooting here and there. And you don't know how many goal posts I broke with my heavy shots. So everyone has got of those things. So these are examples that we find our own ones. And then as a whole, an important reason that our heart gets sealed is delving into so much desires. All we want, you want this, you want that, you want 10 houses for every children, you want house for every grandchildren, you want house. When I close my eyes, then I want to make a house for my 3 grandchildren, so I want for my children. So all these delving into material life, it seals the heart, and it does not. Even though you do tadabbur of Quran, that was the point. Even though you do look deep into Quran, and we try to learn, read this tafsir, that tafsir, to understand While we are doing all these things or similar things to that, there is no sign of awakening. There is the other way of acquiring awakening. Huh. Okay, this was one way. Quran. So it was Quran and making sure we do not do those things that seize the heart. The other thing is acquiring awakeness through velayat. Everyone understand velayat? Velayat is a heavy topic. Of course, I cannot discuss velayat. I can only briefly tell. You can go and do further studies. I can't remember. Whoever remembers in which of our talks, we have not had any independent topic about velayat. But in some of our talks, especially in Du'a al-Sharh, commentary on Du'a al-Sharh, I've spoken briefly about velayat. Velayat is that goes hand in hand with khilafat. Khilafat is when in the Quran says, "Inni ja'ilun fil arzi khalifa," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I want to put a successor on the earth on my behalf." Who is that successor? That successor is insan, human being, because Allah talks about Adam in the Quran. "Inni ja'ilun fil arzi khalifa," and the rest of the story. And that insan is any insan? Is Saddam Hussein that khalifa? Can it be? That is perfect human. That perfect human, insan kamil, is the successor of Allah on the earth. And who are the perfect humans? All the prophets during their time. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, salawat. And then after the Prophet, because there's no way. You cannot say Allah sent 224,000 prophets, but at the end when Prophet Muhammad died, the whole thing finished. Allah said, "This rest of the people, let them be on their own. They need no shepherd." It doesn't work like that. So that's where Imamat starts. Successors of the Prophet come to picture here. So Masumin are the successor of Prophet sallallahu, and they are called velayat. So the other thing is acquiring awakening or awakeness from velayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Velayat is one version of velayat is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The meaning of velayat, literal meaning of velayat, is closeness of two things while there is nothing in between. So they're in a way close to each other, there's nothing in between. Like this wall is between this room and that room. So this room and that room have no velayat because there's a wall between. Velayat is when there is nothing in between. Okay? That's the meaning of velayat. But when it's come to velayat, of having velayat of Allah means having that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then having velayat to Khalifatullah, having that closeness to Ma'asumin. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Ma'asumin, which now is Hazrat Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. So, istidha'a min maqam al-wilayat, acquiring nur and light from wilayat. That's another way of getting awakening ourselves. How do we do that? What does that mean? I mean, how can I? Again, you have, even if I forgot, you have to stop and say, wait, what do you mean by that? In practical, what should I do? Asking. Number one, within you, you have to create a bound with ma'asum. Please keep your questions, unless I've said a word that you don't understand. Have I said any word that you don't understand? So please write your answer. Your questions I answer after. So you have to create, number one, that relationship between us and ma'asum. Okay, Mr. Bassam, how can I just create that relationship? Again, it's talk, theory. Practically, how can I do that? You cannot create any relationship with Masood or with anyone without knowing that person. So the first and foremost thing is to know it, to know him. Of course, there are many ways. Don't ask me how to know him. Go read. Ask people. Okay? So you have to create a relationship within yourself with that person, with that velayat. You have to do, like you can do ziyarat, read their ziyarat, that is the word of Masum themselves. They have told us how to read. We have to do what they want. We have to attract their attention to us. How can we attract attention of Imam? We have to see what they like us to do. We have to see what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to do. That's when you can do istiza'a, when you acquire the light of awakening from the Prophet and from Ma'asumin. We have to see what they like us to do. If today I could relate, if I could talk to Imam Zaman alayhi salam, what would he tell me to do? Is it difficult to know what he would tell us to do? Yes? I tell you basically in one sentence, he says, go on the suluk al-Allah. Journey to Allah is basically what we are here for, right? We want, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we want to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, he would tell me, do that. How do I do that? I have to do that. I have to learn about it, and then I have to practice it. So, we have to act and live as per the instructions of Ma'asumin and Prophet sallallahu and all other prophets, because they all say the same thing. They cannot say different things. And what are the signs of it? I want to know the signs. What are the signs that when somebody reaches to awake, when somebody is awakened? I want to know, because you also at the end you want to test yourself. Am I not enough awakened, or am I still sleepy? So you should go by certain symbols and signs. Not symbols, signs. Number one. Sorry, before I tell that, let me give you a couple of examples of the people who have acquired awakening from imams. It's very interesting. There are more than that. I'm telling you a couple of examples, practical examples, which has happened, that a person has acquired awakening, has got it, received it through Imam alayhi salam. What is Imam? Because in Quran says, Salawat wa Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
I forgot at the very beginning of it, that verse of Quran which says, إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, that means seek closeness to Allah. So there is a word before that I can't remember. يَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. No, it shouldn't be يَبْتَغُوا, because it's Amr, come on. يَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ. But the English of it is seek going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a mean, through a tools. Why we should get the tools of prophets and a'imah to get closer to Allah? Because they are so close to Allah, they know how, they can tell us how to go. It's very much like, I know mathematics. I am a mathematician and you want to learn mathematics. It's obvious that you have to come to me and you ask me, Mr. Bassam, teach me some mathematics. It's very clear. If you want to learn about soccer, and I'm a good soccer player, then it's very obvious that you have to come to me. That's why we seek that wasilah, we go towards them, because they are people who have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to go to them, so that they tell us how to do it. A story of Bushra Hafi, you might have heard. Bushra Hafi was a person, his name was Bushr. And he was the end of, in Farsi we say, he was the end of any bad thing. So he was drinking, he had all those bad parties at home and dancing and ladies dancing. One day when he was at one of those parties and he was drinking and drunk, Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam was passing by his doors, from his door house. Then while Musa ibn Ja'far reaches in front of the door of that house, a lady, a slave, is called Kaniz, we say Kaniz in Farsi, comes out, and that lady, a slave, or person who works there, comes outside the house, she wants to throw some rubbish out. Then Musa ibn Ja'far asks him, is this person, the owner of the house, Bush, is he free, or he's a slave? Because those days they were a slave as well. That lady says, no, he is free. Imam says, of course, he must be free. If he was a slave of Allah, he wouldn't do all these things. Because all the voice of noise...